माननीय श्री माधव कुमार नेपाल प्रधानमन्त्री पदमा निर्विरोध निर्वाचित हुनुभएको घोषणा गर्दछु।
The Speaker of Parliament declared Madhav Kumar Nepal elected to the post of Prime Minister unopposed on Saturday evening. 56-year-old Mr. Nepal heads one of the country's oldest parties, known as the Communist Party of Nepal, United Marxist-Leninist. He will lead an alliance of 22 parties. The alliance was put together after the exit of Maoist Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal, popularly known as Prachanda. Prachanda resigned earlier this month after the president overturned his party's decision to sack the army chief, who had refused to integrate former rebel fighters into the army. Since then, the country has been in political limbo as the Maoists demanded that the president quit, disrupted parliament and blocked the formation of a new government. The Maoists agreed to lift their protests earlier this week, allowing a vote to be held on Saturday. However, Maoists stormed out of parliament before the vote, calling the selection of a new leader a farce. Their absence highlights the many challenges the new prime minister faces. He has to oversee the drafting of a new constitution for the country, scheduled to be completed by next year. But the job will be difficult without the cooperation of the Maoists, who are the single largest party and control 40% of the seats in parliament. Lokraj Baral at Kathmandu Center for Contemporary Studies says that the former rebels have vowed to continue their campaign for the removal of the president.
They have a very sizable strength for creating disturbances, for creating another deadlock, series of deadlock that will be there.
The exit of the Maoists from the government has dealt a severe blow to a peace process, which began in 2006 when the former rebels laid down arms and joined the political mainstream. The new prime minister was elected hours after an explosion ripped through a Roman Catholic church on the outskirts of the capital, Kathmandu, where hundreds of people had gathered for a service. A woman and a teenage girl were killed and more than a dozen were wounded. There was no claim of responsibility, but a little-known Hindu extremist group, the Nepal Defence Army, threw pamphlets around the site demanding Nepal be declared a Hindu state. Nepal became a secular state 3 years ago after the end of the country's decade-long civil war. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.